Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Golly, you know, it was the 12th I last did one of these, and a story popped up the next day, and I thought, oh, wow, I'm going to do another one the day after. Wow, that's going to be awfully close. And now 2 weeks goes by, and I haven't done one at all. So let's get caught up with this. And I'm actually going to refer to this first story because it is of a great concern, being a member of the Republican Party and having been all my life, I've been a member of the Republican Party. The story I come across about an effort to do a separate party that Evan McMullen was and a so-called, quote-unquote, 150 other conservatives were threatening to leave the GOP if there aren't some reforms. Well, that's just silly. Look, these threats come all the time. Everybody gets them. The Democrats get it. The Republicans get it. A handful of people get upset and they say, we're going to overturn this party and turn it into something else. And you know what happens? Nothing happens. Nothing. Zero, zip, zilch. It's the same party. Occasionally something happens that redirects things a bit. But it usually has zero to do with someone like Evan or Evan McMullen saying, I'm going to leave the GOP if there isn't reform. That pretty much never had any effect. It's things like Reagan coming out of the clear blue sky, dropping out of the sky. Not that he quite dropped out of the sky. He was on his way. He'd been, of course, running in 76. And so 80 was coming, and Carter was a problem, and it was pretty easy to overturn Carter and Kennedy. And all right. So it wasn't hard to get to that point. Now, what is interesting is that, is of course someone like Trump coming around out of the blue. He really did drop out of the sky. He'd been around a long time, but he'd never been involved, and he suddenly comes down. The escalator scenes, as everyone seems to now know. So those kind of things tend to really do it, but this kind of idea of retreating from parties rarely. I mean, I can't think of an instance. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you'll have instances of that, please. What am I forgetting? This isn't going to happen. Now, are there problems with the Republican Party? There is not a party that doesn't have problems. Don't believe me? Go to the next meeting of the communists. I don't mean people who, some dumb kids who are 16 years old saying, I'm a communist. No, I mean the actual Communist Party somewhere in your neighborhood. Go find their meeting and look, you know, try to see if you can get into the crowd of millions of people all gathered inside the little room to discuss plans for the future. It doesn't. Look, there's only two parties. Sadly, I wish there were multiple parties. I wish the communists had a party. I wish the socialists. I wish everyone would have a party. I hate Tea Party. Break away. The more parties we have, the more there's competition. Now we're stumbling upon the issue of reform. The more there is competition, the more we see the parties get themselves aligned. The Democrats got aligned because of Trump. Republicans got themselves aligned because of Obama. We can travel back in time to other instances of this. I would say that's certainly the case involving someone like John F. Kennedy. I would say that's the case. I start thinking Florida politics, and there's a number of things there. Claude Kirk becoming governor, as he did after over 100 years of Democrats nonstop. And then Reuben Askew. Reuben Askew was a realignment of the Democrat Party, focusing after being screwing up for decades and basically becoming what the viewpoint of the Republican Party was at the time. That is where reform happens. When there is a challenge, when there is competition, when there is something going on, that's where you see the parties start to refocus and get themselves together. Now, with someone like Biden, are we seeing that happen with the Republican Party right now? I'm not. I see basically what's been happening since Trump. I don't see any great effort to try to do anything much differently. If nothing else, maybe to ignore Trump is one thing that I do see happening, which I find interesting. And I'm definitely seeing an effort to ignore Trump by Republicans. That's going to be very interesting next year as we have the 2022 elections. And the 2024 elections will be very interesting if he's running and who's running with him. But that is to be found. Right now, I don't see the Republican Party changing. I do not see Evan McMullen or McBuffle, whatever his name is. I don't see him change. If he can leave, go start another party. Please do. I think the Republicans and Democrats need competition. But you have to start another party. You have to get people together to do it. As I've said from the start, for the last whatever many years Bernie Sanders has been running, I think he's has consistently had a following that he could have broken away from the Democrat Party. I'm not saying that so the Republicans can win. I'm saying because we need extra parties. And we get extra parties by someone having the guts to stand up and say, we're doing something different. And Bernie Sanders could have done that. He had the following. Who else has that following? Trump. Trump has that following. Trump could pull people away from the Republican Party. Please do. I'm not leaving the Republican Party. Those who want to follow him can. But it will give a chance for the Republican Party to say, oh, maybe we should be looking at this a little differently. Fine idea. A bit late, but fine. I want to see those kind of challenges. I think it's a shame. I don't know what Trump's going to do. I can see Trump pulling away and doing his own party. Apparently Sanders won't, and he's chalked up some decades now, and it's a little hard for him to have the wherewithal to do something like that, but he should have done it. Should have done it the first time around he really was running, much less the second time. Oh, the Democrat Party, you'll pull all the people away, we won't be able to win. Yeah, probably so, but we need the parties, we need the competition, we need these parties to focus on what is best, what are the actual ground rules of their, of why they exist. And they often get forgotten. I give a talk on the history of the politics in Florida and the Republican Democrat parties, and the problem the Democrats had since the turn of the century was 60 odd years, was that they'd gotten just used to always be in office. All right, here comes another Democrat. Yep, another election, another Democrat. Republicans were told not to run. My grandfather thumbed his nose and was a Republican anyway down there in Miami-Dade County. That's what you were. He was a Republican down there when you just didn't do those sorts of things. But that was the problem. The Democrat Party just didn't start. I mean, so they started getting corrupted and anything. Developers took over everything because they had money and power and coming from outside the state. And so things started to change in the state in favor of them. Only some Democrat environmentalists running around about, oh, what's happened to Florida? Oh, it's terrible. It's all because of Republicans. No, it's only because of Democrats. Democrats set the stage to whatever environmental damage you want to look at in the state. All of it, not part of it, all of it. Yes, there was extra development in the 80s. And there was an effort by a Democrat to change things. The Growth Management Plan, which actually was a conservative plan, though it was done by a Democrat, Bob Graham. That was to save taxpayers money. It was getting rid of the corporate welfare. And if the business wanted to come into Florida, they paid for their stuff. We taxpayers didn't. That's how it should be. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of Republicans who have helped that in the name of Charlie Crist and Rick Scott, who have basically destroyed it. And DeSantis has further buried it. But be that as it may, The all these problems that we're having with Lake Okeechobee and everything else all stems back to Democrats from decades ago. They set up the stage, but you're never going to hear that because they got ingrained, they were around too long, and nobody was challenging them until Claude Kirk came along. And that was actually a result kind of Barry Goldwater, which gets into a whole nother thing where suddenly the Barry Goldwater was a result of Kennedy and the Republicans getting concerned. Maybe we have a problem here, and here comes Barry Goldwater amongst, of course, that was the 64 race, but the result of that was Claude Kirk running here in Florida. But be that as it may, it takes the importance of having that kind of competition to really get folks going, because otherwise people are going to sit back and go to the coffee shop and drink their coffee and have to pay attention to the news. It's when they have a challenge in which someone like an Obama or a Trump that these parties wake up, get going, and do something. Otherwise, they got no reason not to. Now, here we are again with a situation, as we've seen a number of times over the last number of decades here, where we've had either Republicans or Democrats running everything, and look how they can't get a damn thing done. Isn't it amazing? The Democrats have all these. Now, yeah, there have been a lot of changes since January, but that's because of the horrible thing called the executive order. Congress itself has not had much success getting a lot of stuff through. Think about it. Look at that. There's a big difference. Well, that's important to recognize that the Democrat Congress has not been all that successful. They haven't had much time either. They've only had since January. And they've done quite a bit in that time, but not as much as you'd think. And even with all these executive orders, you haven't seen the Democrat Party really pull out something. I mean, there is not a mask mandate across the country. There are not the guns are not being pulled out of people's hands right now, and nor does it look like that will happen ever. So there's a lot of talk and chatter, but the Democrat Party is doing what the Republican Party, when we had a Republican run, when we had Trump in charge and a Republican Congress, and only things that happened involved the president doing executive orders. That is not how you lead a country. That is the dictatorship where one man is deciding things for everybody, and it's not being handled by representative government. He represents us, but he is one. Congress is there to handle everything else. Everything goes through Congress and goes to Trump. We recently had this problem here in Florida where DeSantis went behind our backs. Wow, you're not going to hear this in the news, but you may know a bit about it. But you may not know this part about it. But DeSantis went behind our backs, struck a deal. They say he struck a deal with the Seminoles, but he really struck a deal with the casino industry, the globalist casino industry, to expand casinos in Florida. Then he called a special session of the legislature, which we paid for, and they hacked out a deal with, thank goodness, hacky on a number of things that the Sands wanted. But basically, it was a bait-and-switch deal where, here, I'm going to do all this expansion of gambling. But he knew he wasn't going to get it all, but he got enough. Same thing happened with a really rotten road project where that part of the project was taken away, but the money's still there and the roads are still going to get built because it's all about special interests. And DeSantis, nobody's more tied into special interests and globalist ideas than DeSantis. You won't hear that in the news. The Democrats don't want to talk about it because that defeats what they're trying to do. The Republicans won't talk about it because basically DeSantis is Jesus and you can't say anything bad about him. That's unfortunate. And media is painting him in different ways too, which is ridiculous. And so where is that competition going to come? That's my concern about 2022, because I believe he's going to have a hell of a challenge from a lady named Nikki Fried, who stumbled into office. But she is a force to be reckoned with, and I'm warning people that we better be ready. And these little games that DeSantis is playing could really backfire. Be that as it may, it takes things to happen to make people really alter and change. DeSantis is feeling comfy in his position. Everybody's telling him, you're going to be president. So he's acting like he could be president. That's how you lose. That's how you lose a race, because you've got to show leadership. And oddly enough, the left media and the right media are both making it seem like he's showing leadership, and he really isn't. There's some bad things he's doing, and I wish we'd be more honest about what DeSantis is doing. The little chatter talk of we're a free open state, we're not. I just had to go into the. I think I did a podcast about this. I had to go into the driver's license plate. They wouldn't let me in. See, I'm not allowed to wear a mask. They wouldn't let me in. It's a government-run place. The entire county I'm in is run by Republicans. The person who runs the driver's bureau is a Republican. Yet, masks are mandatory. I run into this all the time. I'm not allowed to go all kinds of places throughout Florida. Florida is not open. And yet people are saying it is. I don't tell they're talking about. Fine. I can't walk into all sorts of places. And if I do, they get mad. I was just at a FedEx on Friday. They act like they're going to kill me. But I need to mail something real quick, and I kind of forced it. Otherwise, I've gotten people to go into FedExes for me. Anyway, we're not an open state, and DeSantis is a little too comfy. It sounds like I'm straying from what I originally talked about, but I'm not. What I'm pointing out is DeSantis is a little too comfy and doesn't see that he needs to be a bit more with it, or he's going to get himself bounced out of office. You've got to be able to show that you're willing to get your party together. I'm involved with the state party, and I can tell you that I'm not feeling the cohesion that we really need to win in 2022, much less 2024 right now. And I'm concerned about it. They feel too comfy, and they're overly secure in that Trump's going to run and win. Well, he didn't win last year. Why is he going to run and win this year? You've got to work. You've got to get to it. Biden should be a threat. Unfortunately, Biden isn't a threat. He's an old man. It sounds like he's disconnected from things. So that fire to light people up isn't there. That's a problem. We'll have to see what happens with this race. I'm very interested. I'm getting more and more interested where 2024 will end up going. We'll see. We'll see. In the meantime, this idea of Evan McMullen is preposterous. Anymore if Democrats start saying the same thing. And I can sign up. Where is AOC? Anyone seen her recently? What I predicted in a podcast a year ago is coming true. We have Biden in office, and the squad has vanished in thin air because the squad was there to hackle Trump. Now that they got their guy in, they don't need him anymore. You guys shut up and go in the corner. The media is basically ignoring him too. The only people paying attention to him, oddly enough, is the right-wing media. Isn't that funny? Anyway, all right, enough of this. I guess you get my point. This story is from 2 weeks ago, and nothing else has been heard about it since because nothing's going to come of it. And the thing is, if you're a Republican, I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, whatever the hell you are, get out there and stand by what you believe and get your party, whatever it may be, communist, socialist, Tea Party, get them active, get them busy, get them aware of who's running, find out who's running, and get involved. I see one of our Congress people, Kat Kamek, is having a kickoff for her next election next year, campaign election here next week. That's good. That's good. If you want to support her, go out there and support her. If you don't want to support her, where the hell's your candidate to go against her? Why aren't they starting it? Or why aren't there a few people? Why is she by herself? Why aren't there more? Competition, competition, competition. Competition's good. So let's see some of it. All right. Thank you all very much for listening. Be a part of things. I think I rambled. It sounded like a bit there. But I think you get my point. Maybe I made it too many times. Oh, I have a book review I need to do. I may do that right after this. It's a new book out about Kurt Vonnegut. And it turned out it really wasn't about Kurt Vonnegut at all. It's all about PTSD, and I have a lot of thoughts about that. All right, I want to try to keep these under 15 minutes, and here I am just nab 17. Thank you so much for listening. Be a part of things. If you like it, share it. Do whatever you want with this. Send me comments. I'd like to know what you think. Am I talking too much? Talking too little? I've mostly heard, please speak more. Don't speak less. All right, now I'm heading to 18 minutes, but I'm not careful here. This phone keeps blinking out on me. In fact, I think this is only the second podcast I've done with this new phone. It is. It has to be. Second. All right, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you all next time. Rob Smith Jr., Rob's Right Podcast. Bye. Where'd the music go? Hold on. I made a mistake. I made a boo-boo. I'll get it right now. Here we go. It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay.